2, 2, 1. KXLY FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
Let's go.
Live from the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino Studio.
Oh, yeah.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader.
I love it.
Yodi Country.
Yesterday, I thought I was going to play the wrong classroom pledge. I thought we were done. But no, Steve had it right. So, Mrs. Walker's fifth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow. Like pros.
Yeah, I was like...
Wow.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Crawfish cuts off its own claw just to survive being boiled alive.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin, follow-up time.
Oh, yeah, it is follow-up time with producer Steve, who went to Seattle over the weekend for a wedding of a college buddy.
First time ever to Seattle. First time ever driving over the pass.
Did you?
Right and right.
Yeah. Okay, you spent the night in Seattle.
Yes.
One night.
So did you have any time to enjoy Seattle?
No.
You didn't do the downtown, didn't go down to the fish market, didn't do any of the walking around.
No.
Space Needle.
No, why not, Steve? You took Monday off.
Ferris wheel.
Yeah, well.
So why didn't you spend some time in Seattle during the day on Sunday before you drove home?
I was thinking about it, but then I didn't really have anywhere to, like, I had to get out of the hotel parking lot, sure. I guess, or whatever. I guess I could have gone someplace. I don't know. I'm going to go over there at some other point and, like, actually.
And maybe explore. Do a little bit more sightseeing, kind of touristy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I got
it. At least see where they throw the fish.
Yeah, I feel like you got to do that.
That's kind of required.
Check out Pike's. It's a fun place.
Yeah. I was talking to someone at the wedding and they go, yeah, we did a little tour of the whole thing. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Like a guided tour?
I guess.
So were most of the people at the wedding not from Seattle or the Seattle area?
I mean,
your friends anyways.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, Mike, who's my friend from college who got married, he lives in Seattle now.
Gotcha. Hence the reason the wedding was there.
Correct.
But a lot of your other friends who were there were not, they don't live in Seattle. They live all over the place.
Yeah. Texas, Indiana, Missouri, and then I live here. So, yeah.
Okay. You said something earlier that really caught my attention.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And when you said it, I heard like a little boy crying for help.
Okay.
At one point in that conversation, mm-hmm. I said something to you, and you said, well, I was the only one who was by myself.
It's true.
So everyone else had a date, or did they all have spouses? Where are we at with all your friends?
Yeah, they're all married. It's weird.
Do they have kids too?
Most of them do, yeah.
Man, that makes it tough, right? Because now you're sitting there and you're like, you don't relate.
It was a little strange. And one of them brought their like newborn kid.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like you were too big a fan of that, the way
this
you said
is
that.
Not,
no, it was fine. I don't care.
I only wonder about this because I've seen it many times. Did they breastfeed at the wedding?
What?
Well, I've just seen it a lot, and I just wonder. Because, Jay, could you imagine Steve sitting at a table with someone breastfeeding? Totally acceptable. The baby needs to eat, and you're a mom, and you cover up, and you do it all right. There's nothing. It's a beautiful thing. But could you imagine Steve, producer Steve, at a table with a woman breastfeeding?
I just have trouble imagining Steve at a table with a woman. But other than that, that's fine.
That's not nice.
There's a lot of words being said right now.
Go ahead, Steve. Tell us how you feel.
Can you answer my question first with a simple yes or no?
What was the question?
Don't make him say it again.
You didn't hear the question?
I mean, he said it.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the baby get dinner?
Probably steak or chicken, I think, was the choice.
Talk about a food truck.
You know what?
Why can I throw?
Steve, what did you eat?
Hold on. I'm
what did
I'm
you eat at the wedding?
How about this? You want a highlighter up your head?
No,
You better duck behind the monitor right now.
I'm hiding.
Oh, wow. That almost
He hit me.
That would have hit me if there wasn't a window.
You better duck again. There's a second one coming in. Here, look out.
Why are you throwing things at me?
Oh, I think you know. You know what you did.
He just threw me a magnet.
No, that fell off your mic stand.
Yeah, that was on your mic.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your question for Steve?
I had this on my mic stand. My question for you, Steve, is...
Yeah.
So that's kind of a weird moment, right? You feel like the third wheel to everybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, but, you know, people are... We're talking, we're having conversations or whatever. I mean, it's a little weird on the dance floor when we're all like... We're all dancing and then things kind of escalate for other people... Dancing wise, maybe that's not the right way of saying.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. No, I think your words.
Oh, they're couples, and they're kind of dancing like couples.
Yeah. And then it's just you.
You know, I would probably tell you to avoid slow songs. Well,
I think that's good advice. Yeah,
where you're just out there like, oh, there's everybody's dancing with each other.
Yeah, and when Pony plays, that's kind of awkward.
Oh, yeah, Pony, everybody does the magic mic. They want to get all, and then you're like, I'm alone.
Right.
Steve, this just begs to ask the question, are you ready to find love?
When you say it like that.
Because I'm ready to look for it for you.
Oh, okay.
We have amazing listeners.
Correct.
And there's probably some ladies out there listening right now who are like, I'm a little smitten with Steve.
Or might know someone. They're like, I have the perfect, absolutely. You know how that is. It's usually that person who's like, I have a friend who would be great.
For Steve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. They would be a great couple together. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, maybe we start to throw this out there a little bit, Steve. Let's get the old ball rolling.
Cast the line.
Because I've realized.
You can't catch the fish standing at the shore.
I heard a great story today from Ed Sheeran, who was talking with Theo Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Sheeran said, well, I moved to America. I moved to America for like 2 years. And I was living in America, and I thought, dude, mm-hmm. I gotta fish. So he went to Walmart, and he bought a pole.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out, and he was fishing. And he's like, yeah, I wasn't catching anything. But I was like, it's beautiful. It's kind of fun. And then a guy came up and was chatting with me and had no idea who he was, of course. And they're fishing. And then Ed pulls his, you know, line out of the water. And the guy says, oh, they took your bait. And he's like, my bait? He didn't realize that you used bait to fish. He just bought a pole and was sticking it in the water with nothing on it, Steve. And that's kind of symbolic of you right now. Got to get some bait. You know?
Well, I found a girl.
God.
Beautiful and
he is so good.
Oh, man.
I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Cause we were just kids when we fell.
You're just kids, Steve. You're not knowing what it was.
Steve, if you say, guys, I don't want any part of this, I won't bring it up again. Ooh. But I think there is a part of you that does want this.
Steve?
Now, you are going to have to leave your house.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Cody Johnson has three nipples.
Bull or not bull?
Bull.
That is bull.
Yeah. All right.
Jelly Roll has three.
Right.
Kevin James.
I did that question yesterday, and Steve goes, well, how do you know? How do you know he doesn't have three? So then I looked around for pictures of him without his shirt on and finally found one.
Yeah, that was a good Google search.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah, right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
This one comes from Alyssa today. And she's a single mom who's got a little situation. I've been a single mom for the last 7 years. My daughters are 7 and 3. There's lots of challenges to being a single parent, as I'm sure you know. One thing I promised myself was not to hang my head and have a pity party on special days like my birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, etc. Because of this, I always make the extra effort to stay up late the night before a big days. Once they go to bed, I then, you know, make a cake, and then the next morning I share the joy of celebrating the day with my girls. I was talking about this with a coworker, and she said, "Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry that you have to do that. You know, your girls will eventually be sad about it too." I didn't really say much, but it started to get in the back of my head, and I was like, is this something I shouldn't be doing? Is it just sad and I try to hide behind it being great? I'm now doubting myself as the girls get a little bit older. Should I keep doing this? That is from Alyssa.
509-441-0999 to call or text. I don't get it.
You don't get...
I don't know why the coworker said that.
Yeah, I understand the aspect as the girls get older, the girls might think...
Well, yeah, but she's making a joyful occasion out of all of that. I mean, yeah, I feel like she's finding joy. It doesn't have to be the same joy everyone else has. I just don't understand why.
No, Jay, I completely agree with you. I get the point that a kid will understand the situation more as they get older.
Sure.
And be like, that's kind of sad, Mom, that you have to make yourself a cake. But guess what happens at that point? Have your daughter make the cake.
Yeah, and
You know what I mean? Like, have that become the process where you're like, well, then help me make the cake and let's do that because, you know, your guys is what I have and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And, like, then do it together as the girls get older and still make it a moment of joy because I really, I had never experienced this. I don't remember, you know, my mom was a single mom our whole lives and I don't remember her if she ever did anything like this. I don't know if she ever did those type of things. When I was dating a single mom with two kids, it was something she did. They called it the birthday fairy or the, you know, the Mother's Day fairy. Because when she was on her own, it was just like,
sure,
you would wake up and, oh, look, the birthday fairy was here for Mom. And so there was all this stuff. And I kind of thought it was really sweet. I was like, that's a really cool moment. Then as I was dating, of course, I was like, well, the birthday fairy can be here too, but now I'll take the girls shopping and we'll do this. And,
sure.
And all those things. But I think it's a sweet moment and don't let it get in your head.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to make any situation joyful and happy. And I mean honestly.
Because you want to know what it is to be? It's really easy to be a pity party on those days.
You could just, you know, easily fall back into it. That would totally be normal. But I think, you know, you've made a conscious decision to make days fun for you and your kids. So, man, I'd say go for it all in. Yeah, don't worry about your coworker. Also, that's kind of a weird thing for a coworker to say.
It is. Absolutely.
I don't know what you're doing.
I think the first sentence was fine. Like, oh, I'm sorry that you have to do that.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
but not
like
really.
That. I don't like that.
I think sorry that you have to make a cake for yourself.
I feel like she should have immediately said, "Oh, well, that's a cool way of celebrating it." I mean, I don't know why.
I agree. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Even if you don't feel that way, saying that, I think would be better.
Well, that is correct, Steve. You talk about it with coworkers when she's gone.
Exactly.
or loved ones at home. I don't know, man. I think the thing's all positive. I think she's doing a good job. Just go for it. Yeah, be joyful.
And you get it, you know, you get it in your own head a little bit, and you start second guessing or whatever. But
sure.
Jackie maybe says it best on Facebook. Celebrate the way you want with your girls. They will appreciate all you have done for not sitting around feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
You're participating in your own life and making theirs better. Now we go all caps.
Oh, caps lock.
Screw what your coworker said.
There you go. That's what we're talking about.
We got another all caps. Okay, I'm just going to read the all caps. This one comes from Mike.
What
makes you happy.
How to get your comments read. Caps lock. I agree. Yeah, I think when they get older, the kids will probably appreciate it even more. Man, telling their friends, my mom always does this cool celebration on Valentine's Day, even if she doesn't have a Valentine, because... We love each other. I mean, come on.
Tell you that it moved me to tears the first time when I was dating a single mom. Mm-hmm. When I saw that she did that, I was like, oh my God, that's like
a great idea.
What a great, beautiful way to celebrate the thing. Because it would be way easier just to be like, oh, yeah, and nobody's getting me anything because your dad's a loser.
Okay. Okay.
Doesn't pay child support.
I mean, okay.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know if they're all the same size, but...
like an inch or two.
Big as your thumb?
Yeah, probably.
Kevin James.
And that's I don't have that big of a thumb.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coming up for you, a chance to qualify for the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway, which includes $300 worth of groceries.
Oh, boy.
Plus a barbecue grill and a cooler and a Bluetooth speaker and American flag and some tickets to see Larry Fleet at Spokane Live at Spokane Tribe Casino on July the 20th. So, chance to qualify for that momentarily.
I did just, speaking of concerts, one more to the area, Terry Clark. Coming to Spokane Live.
Nice.
Oh, I saw that on August 1st. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm kind of excited to see her.
Yeah, I like those. Also, don't forget, you can check out the app. It's free to download. Just go search Coyote Country. Take us with you wherever you happen to be. Little entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I don't know, did you spend any time watching sports on television? I'll start with Steve. I feel like he's more likely to have watched sports last night. Steve?
I caught a little bit of the hockey game.
I mean, they had final games in the College World Series and in the NHL, a Game 7 in the NHL, and the Game 3, the decisive Game 3 in the College World Series, but no College World Series?
I forgot that that was on.
Yeah, I was on a little earlier so you could watch that, which ended up being a close game. It was like 6-5, I think, at the final. And then flip over to the hockey game. But at the College World Series, because the Tennessee Vols were in there, you see in the stands... Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
Sitting next to Morgan Wallen.
Stop it.
I don't know how they got tickets.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it was sold out.
That's fun. I like that.
It was sold out. I don't know how they got tickets.
Yeah, hot ticket, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I am in that mode right now where I almost, the other day, I thought, can I pause all my TV prescriptions? Prescriptions?
Subscriptions?
Same thing.
Yeah,
they are like prescriptions.
I mean, you know.
Can I pause all of them?
Because you don't care about TV right now.
I never turn it on. Yeah. It's like any moments that I have, either, you know, my granddaughter's
reading
there.
Books.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, I mean, nonstop wedding stuff, really. It's
sure,
just
you got your other
year.
Job, yeah, that you're busy with. So, yeah, I can see it. Yeah, and
well,
you're
of course, there's the times I'm writing all the jokes for this show.
Well, yeah,
I mean, preparing all the things.
That was a given, but after that 5 minutes, then what? You know, I mean,
yeah.
And as you know, Morgan Wallen is approaching the all-time artist with the most weeks spent at number one crown
on the country music charts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Country music charts,
top country albums.
Most ever.
And not consecutive.
With Garth.
We're talking, you know, ever.
Just all time. Yeah.
Can you name the top 10? We know Garth is number one with 173 weeks, and Morgan is number two with 151 weeks. The big rumor is that Morgan will have a new album within the next week or two, and we suspect that will happen, and that, you know, then it'll be number one for a very long time.
That'll do it.
Of the top 10, can you name how do you think you will do?
I don't know because, okay, so it's albums, right?
Albums that were number one on the country charts. How do you think you can do?
First of all, I really think
that
it is.
Can you name five
and
right?
And for numerous weeks. I think I can get half of them.
Half of them before you get three wrong?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
And you're willing to buy Steve a pop if you get it wrong?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really understand how Steve gets to benefit from this for knowing nothing.
That's why. He knows nothing. You know what? Steve can chime in. He can help you if you really want to take his guess.
My first guess is Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is correct, Kevin. That's one. Shania is at number seven.
Ooh, wow. Okay, that's
bad. See how
bad.
We do.
I
could give you a clue, but I won't right now.
He hasn't gotten anything wrong yet. So
I don't think there's going to be a lot of current people.
Oh.
That's my guess.
No,
but I will guess Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is at number eight. Kevin's okay. 2-for-2. What pressure he's feeling right now. Ooh, he's got to get three more right
I'm
before
gonna
he gets
have
wrong.
To go
do it. Say
with...
it. Say it.
Oh, man.
You don't get number three. I'm going to come over there.
If I don't get number three?
Yeah. Number one albums on the country albums charts all time. All time.
All time.
All time.
All time.
All time.
All time.
Kenny Chesney?
Nah, Kenny Chesney number six.
Okay. He's on the list. Thank you.
That's a lie.
What?
Kenny Chesney number 19.
What? Well, I mean, what the?
How did you
make that mistake? What, is there another Kenny? Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers at
it's
number gonna six.
It's going to be old school. Okay,
Kenny
see, that's
Rogers
the thing.
At number six.
It is going to be old people.
I saw it said Kenny, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, we're on Kenny.
Oops. Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Dolly Parton's incorrect. You got two wrong. You got three right.
Come on, orange soda. Papa needs an orange soda.
calling yourself Papa. Very awkward.
sure.
Okay, hold on. My brain is hurting.
We always said
it.
We already said Garth and Morgan, so we know that. So, yeah, we got that done. You got 3, 4, 5, 9, and 10. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby.
I'm trying to think of, like, legendary albums.
Kevin, I'm very angry with you right now.
Eric Church?
What can I throw?
I know that's not right.
Well,
but you said
the
you were angry
before.
With me, so I thought you were giving me an Eric Church.
No, what can I throw?
He hasn't.
That's as loud as this text line can scream in caps. That's as loud as they can scream.
Oh, caps lock.
Reba?
No.
Barf?
Nope. Wow.
Brooks and Dunn?
No. Keep guessing incorrectly.
Clint Black.
Incorrect. That's six wrong. You have three right. That's
it. It's someone from the 90s, right?
Alabama. Heard of him?
Oh, jeez.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
There are so many people screaming Alabama on the text line.
Alabama, number three. You know what I needed to do? Think of groups. I didn't think of
You're
groups.
You're just thinking of individuals.
Alabama is so obvious.
Yeah, very obvious.
I apologize to all the texters.
Yes, and to Alabama, stupidity. I would imagine.
And to Alabama,
number
yeah.
Number four, Randy Willie Nelson. Heard of him? He's got 8 million albums. Of course he has albums on the number one chart.
This list is...
It's just fact. I don't know what
it's
you mean.
It's tainted.
It's fact. It's just weak spot number
one. It's tainted
because
albums don't really sell anymore.
Morgan Wallen is
Except
number
for,
two.
Well, I know. Morgan Wallen is a freak of nature. No one else is doing what Morgan Wallen does.
There's only three active artists on there. And you got Luke Combs. So, yeah, congratulations.
I mean, they are just...
And you got Morgan Wallen, obviously. Taylor Swift was number five, not really active.
Right.
Kenny Rogers, six. Shania, seven. Luke Combs, eight. Charlie Pride, nine. Randy Travis,
Charlie
10.
Pride. When we get behind closed.
That's Charlie
doors.
Rich.
Charlie Rich.
Yeah, whatever.
Charlie Pride. Cheeseburger.
Go buy everybody
in paradise.
A pop. You know what? Oh, that's it.
That's Jimmy Buffett. What does Charlie Pride say? Why can't I think of a Charlie Pride song?
Now you've got me drawing a blank. I was going to say Good Morning Beautiful. That's
Steve Holy.
Not that one.
Kissing Angel, Good
That's
Morning.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did she take sugar?
Yeah. What were the options again?
Chocolate chip or sugar?
Oh, yeah. Sugar is delicious.
Kevin James.
I think she just heard sugar and was like, I'll take sugar.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it is time to see if we can't qualify somebody for the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this, we're going to play Buzzword, the longest running game on the Jay and Kevin Show history of the games, of all the games we play, or something like that.
That is actually a lie. Password is
Password
the game
was longer.
That we have done the longest.
Yeah.
We invented that game.
We did.
And then they did it on TV.
Mm-hmm. They did it on TV.
Little thieves.
Yeah, they did it on TV 20 years before we started on the air, which is,
right.
I don't know how that happened. But
we had invented
it. We did invent it. And then, obviously, Password, we've been playing for, like, I don't know, 20 years. It's been a long
Buzzword's
time.
Buzzword's been, oh, yeah, man.
Buzzword since the mid-2000s. Anyway, it's a fun game to play. If you don't know how to play it, you don't have to know. All you have to do is figure out who do you want to represent you. It's me against Kev. Steve's got the card. If you think I'm going to do better at Buzzword, you choose me. And if you think Kevin's going to do better, you choose Kevin. And then whoever wins, that person then qualifies for the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway, which includes $300 of free groceries. 509-441-0999 to choose who you'd like to represent you. How you
and
feeling?
You just go right past the fact that there's like a $400 barbecue grill.
I know.
That you
well,
get.
I just, yeah.
It's booze too, right? Don't you give? Are we giving
away
booze?
No, there's no booze. There's a cooler. I mean, you can do whatever you want with
something
that.
Something like that.
You can do whatever you want.
Something.
Yeah. Nice barbecue, a grill, a Bluetooth speaker. We're throwing in an American flag. We're throwing in the $300 of groceries. We got some tickets and meet and greets for Larry Fleet when he comes to town on July 20th. It's a whole thing. It's a fun package to win. So,
and today we decided, you know, you don't have to play the game. You just have to pick who you want to play for you. And it's just the two of us today. No Friday crew involved.
Right. Yep.
I'm excited to see the Friday guys this week
because
we haven't seen them for 2 weeks. Fridays in a row we weren't here.
That's right. We are here this Friday. Yeah, okay, good.
We are, right?
Yes. Hey,
okay,
John.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
How are we doing today, buddy?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Now, John, you just have to decide. You've heard the game buzzword before, and you have to decide who you think's going to be better for you to represent. Who do you want? You want me or you want Kev?
I'm going to take you, Jay.
Okay, John and I are going to be a
John.
Team.
Let's see who the next person picks.
Hey, John, don't worry. I didn't take it personal.
Hey, Wally.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Oh, absolutely super fantastic.
How excited are you to have Kevin represent you today?
Oh, come on now. It's Kevin James. Of course I'm excited.
What a great answer. God bless you, Wally. What a great answer, Wally.
And it's an honor to represent you, Wally.
Great. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your representation. Hopefully you represent me well.
All right. Hold on for a second.
Wow,
Let's find out. All right. 10 buzzword answers to be given. Kevin is the best out of 10. Hopefully we'll get all of them. We'll see how we do here. What is the buzzword today, Steve?
Oh, scare.
Steve had one job.
You're like,
you okay?
I got
that scared. Were you scared to say it?
Sounded always. Like he was, yeah.
Scare.
Scare. Okay, yeah. The buzzword is scare.
Wow,
let's see how we do.
S-C-A-R-E, scare.
Oh, thank
scare,
you for the spelling.
Yeah, just like in a spelling bee.
All right.
Singer in British girl group. Girl power group.
Scary Spice?
Correct.
I mean, it's not even the word scare. It's already over.
It's fine. It's fine. And he misread the question. It's fine. Here we go. Number two.
It's what the card says.
You stumbled.
The stumble. Do we count that?
Yeah, for sure. He's 1-0, Kevin. Or Wally, if you prefer.
Yeah, okay. A group of guilty teens are stalked by a serial killer in this flick.
Scary Movie.
Wait, is the word scary?
Maybe that's not the right answer, Kevin. Is that the right answer, Steve?
No, it is correct.
Oh, okay. Then you should say it's correct. All right.
I did.
1-1.
My mic turned off on me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, did it.
That happens.
It did.
Total pro. 1-1, Kevin. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous. Let's go.
I'm trying here, okay? I'm a little scared. Frightened like a feline.
Scaredy cat.
Ooh.
Jay.
Yeah.
Yep.
He beat me.
2-1.
Something so terrifying that your trousers
Scare the pants off of you. I don't have pants because I'm scared.
There's so much blurting. I couldn't Kevin with the point. Is that
you
right?
Don't even know if it's right.
Is it right, Steve?
Yeah,
scare the pants off him. Yeah,
scare the pants.
Right.
Keeps birds away from your crop.
Scarecrow.
Very nice.
3-2.
So afraid you lose the curls in your hair.
Scared straight.
Yeah.
Jay.
You just got a fast tongue. Why is your tongue so fast?
I don't know.
Let me get mine warmed up. Yeah. Hold on. This is for you, Wally. Okay, I'm ready.
Wally's a lucky man.
He really is.
4-2.
Period of anti-communism in U.S. history.
Huh? Boy, this is going to show my dumbness.
I have no idea.
Scared of the Russians. Cold War.
What is it, Steve?
Red Scare.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that either.
4-2.
No? Okay. It says it on the card.
It must be real then.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is. Yeah.
Bruce, I've heard of it before.
Bruce is now screaming at the radio.
Oh.
Idiots.
Afraid and funny.
What?
Afraid and funny.
Oh, wow. This is rough.
Scary laugh. Laugh scary.
Maybe try scared silly?
Okay, and still 4-2.
You know what? Wow, we usually go 10-10.
I know.
The fact that we're missing two of these in a row is painful.
Yeah.
All right, I think you'll get back on track with this one.
Fingers crossed.
I hope so.
Frightened so much, you can never be frightened again.
Scared to death.
Ah, very nice.
Kevin, very nice.
very nice.
You're dead. You can't be scared.
Yeah. Kevin, you need this. Is this the last one?
Yeah, this is
you need this to go to overtime,
okay.
Kevin.
Okay.
Disturbed to the point you can no longer move.
Scared stiff.
Jay Bird.
Oh, John, congratulations, John. We're going to qualify you, my friend.
Way to go, Jay.
Thank you, Bertie. Appreciate it. Good luck. Congrats. Hold on for
a second.
Congrats,
John.
Yeah, well done, John. John did a good job today. Kevin, that was here. Handshake. Good job. High five. Yeah, all that stuff.
Thanks, Jay.
Good effort, my friend.
Do we want to talk to Wally?
Wally?
Yes.
Sorry, bud.
You represented me decently. I appreciate your efforts.
What? You know what? Hold on. You can't be that good a sport and have me hang up on you. I'm qualifying you two.
Oh, wow.
Everybody qualified.
I mean...